American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat these new words. They are underlined in the text.
Seaport. Seaport. Waves. Waves. Equally. Equally. Sailing. Sailing. Warship. Warship. Vessel. Vessel. Fleet. Fleet. Submarine. Submarine. Underwater. Underwater. Submerged. Submerged. Antenna. Antenna. Radar. Radar. Sonar. Sonar. Aboard. Aboard.
Now follow along in your text to a story that uses these words in Figure 1.
It was a cool, clear night for the little seaport on the coast. A young boy was sitting at the edge of the water, looking at the stars and watching the waves roll in towards the beach and at his feet. He was born in this town and had spent all of his life here. It was a very quiet town, and to this young boy it was equally boring. Then he saw it, a long dark shape that was sailing slowly, silently, across the distant water. It appeared to be a kind of warship. It was a vessel that he had seen only in the movies, but now it was in front of him. It sailed alone, not with a fleet. No other ship could be seen in the area. It was a submarine. It was beginning to go underwater. After a few short moments, it disappeared. It had submerged. The only things visible were the antennas that were sticking out of the water. He knew that these antennas were used for the vessel's radar, for detecting objects on land and water and in the sky. He had just learned this in school. He also remembered from school that the submarine had sonar to detect objects underwater. He then wondered how many men were aboard the submarine and where it was going. Life suddenly became a little more exciting for the young boy.
Now look at Figure 2 and listen to questions and answers about the new words in the story. Take notes about the meaning of each new word on the lines provided in the figure. Number 1 is an example. Listen.
What kind of town did the boy live in? He lived in a seaport. A seaport is a town or city on the coast.
Now listen to the questions and answers, and then write the meanings of the rest of the words.
Number 2. What's another word for a boat or ship? A vessel. Another word for a boat or a ship is a vessel. Number 3. What was the young boy watching roll towards him while at the beach? 3. Waves. He was watching the waves. Waves are movements of force on the surface of water. Number 4. What did the young boy think about the town he lives in? It was equally as boring as it was quiet. He thought the town was equally as boring as it was quiet. Equally means in the same way. Number 5. What was the long object doing in the water? Sailing. The object was sailing across the water. Sailing means moving or traveling across the water. Number 6. What kind of vessel is used in war? A warship. A warship is a vessel that is used in war. Number 7. What is a word that means a lot of ships together? A fleet. A fleet is a group of ships sailing together. Number 8. What kind of vessel did the young boy see? A submarine. He saw a submarine. A submarine is a vessel that can travel underwater. Number 9. After a short time, what did the submarine do? Submerged. The submarine submerged. Submerge means to go underwater. Number 10. What does a vessel use to detect objects on land, water, and in the sky? Radar. Radar is used to detect objects on land and water and in the sky. Number 11. What does radar use to receive radio signals? An antenna. An antenna is used to receive radio signals. Number 12. What is used to detect objects underwater? Sonar. Sonar is used to detect objects underwater. Number 13. What is the word that means on a ship, on a plane, or on a train? Aboard. Aboard means on a ship, a plane, or a train.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to a question. Then complete the sentences in figure 3 with one of the words in the box. Listen to the example.
Bob wanted to see a big fighting ship like the one his father sailed on during the war. What did he want to see? The word that completes the sentence is warship. He wanted to see a warship. Now let's continue with the rest of the items. Number 1. People were killed in the airplane crash. How many people were on the plane? Number 2. These are sometimes on the top of tall buildings. They're used to receive radio waves. What do we call them? Number 3. There are many ships from all over the world where he lives. Where does he live? Number 4. Why was it dangerous to swim at the beach yesterday? Number 5. What detection system would a ship use to detect objects underwater? Number 6. The sailor saw another ship in the distance. What did he see? Number 7. A mother had 4 apples. She had 4 children. How did she divide the apples among the children? Number 8. The ship will travel to about 20 different countries. What will the ship do? Number 9. The aircraft had a system that transmits and receives radio waves. What kind of system is this? Number 10. The USS Nautilus was the first nuclear-powered ship that traveled below the surface of the water. What was the Nautilus? Number 11. A destroyer, an aircraft carrier, and a submarine are all a part of a group of ships. What are they a part of? Number 12. Suddenly the submarine was out of sight. What happened to it? Number 13. I know the swimmer is in the pool, but I can't see him. Where is he?
Now, check your answers to this exercise.
Number 1. The answer is aboard. There were 125 people aboard. Number 2. The answer is antennas. We call them antennas. Number 3. The answer is seaport. He lives in a seaport. Number 4. The answer is waves. The waves were too big. Number 5. The answer is sonar. The ship would use sonar. Number 6. The answer is vessel. He saw another vessel. Number 7. The answer is equally. She divided the apples equally among the four children. Number 8. The answer is sail. It'll sail around the world. Number 9. The answer is radar. The plane has a radar system. Number 10. The answer is submarine. The USS Nautilus was the first nuclear-powered submarine. Number 11. The answer is fleet. They are part of a fleet. Number 12. The answer is submerged. The submarine submerged. Number 13. The answer is underwater. He's underwater.
Look at figure 4. Repeat the words in sentences. As you are repeating, complete the sentences in the figure by writing the word in the blank.
Number 1. Cargo. Cargo. The ship carried a cargo of oil. Number 2. Navigator. Navigator. A navigator on a ship or plane plans the route of the ship or plane. Number 3. Hull. Hull. The sides and bottom of a ship are its hull. Number 4. Clearance. Clearance. The space between two objects is the clearance between them. Number 5. Crew. Crew. The people who work on a ship or plane are called the crew. Number 6. Range. Range. The distance something can travel is called the range. Number 7. Rocket. Rocket. A rocket is a kind of missile. Number 8. Torpedo. Torpedo. A torpedo is a type of underwater missile. Number 9. Transmitter. Transmitter. An electronic device used for sending signals is a transmitter. Number 10. Warfare. Warfare. Plans and actions against an enemy are called warfare. Number 11. Abandon. Abandon. To leave a ship suddenly is to abandon it. Number 12. Capture. Capture. The enemy forces tried to capture the city. Number 13. Launch. Launch. Submarines can launch several torpedoes in a few seconds. Number 14. Deal with. Deal with. The crew had to deal with electrical problems on the ship. Number 15. On board. On board. There were women and children on board the ship.
Look at figure 5 now. Listen to a statement. Then select the sentence that means the same as the sentence you hear. Let's do number 1 as an example. Listen.
Number 1. The missiles were fired by the aircraft. Put a number 1 by the sentence. The missiles were launched by the helicopter. This sentence means the same as, the missiles were fired by the aircraft. Now complete the rest of the exercise. Number 2. Fighting an enemy is expensive. Number 3. The submarine was destroyed. Number 4. All the sailors on the ship jumped into the water. Number 5. There wasn't much space between the top of the ship and the bridge it was sailing under. Number 6. The men had to carry hundreds of boxes into the plane.
Now check the answers to figure 5.
Number 1 is, the missiles were launched by the helicopter. Number 2 is, warfare costs a lot of money. Number 3 is, it was hit by torpedoes. Number 4 is, they abandoned the ship. Number 5 is, there was very little clearance. Number 6 is, the plane had a large cargo.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a question and circle the answer.
Number 1. Major Parks is the officer who guides and directs the route of the plane. What's his job? Number 2. The men are repairing a hole on the side of the ship. What are they working on? Number 3. Lieutenant Allen is one of the men who serves on that ship. What is he a part of? Number 4. The radio signal can travel a distance of 1,000 miles. What is this distance called? Number 5. We couldn't send any messages because this device was malfunctioning. What was malfunctioning? Number 6. The enemy surrounded us. We couldn't escape. What did the enemy do? Number 7. They fired a missile at the target. What's another word for fired? Number 8. I had my small suitcase when I was sitting on the plane. Now I don't have it. Where did I leave it? Number 9. While building the ship, they ran into a lot of problems. What can you say about what happened?
Now check your answers for figure 6.
Number 1 is B. Major Parks is a navigator. Number 2 is C. The men are repairing the hull of the ship. Number 3 is D. Lieutenant Allen is a member of the crew. Number 4 is B. The distance is called the range. Number 5 is B. The transmitter was malfunctioning. Number 6 is A. The enemy captured us. Number 7 is A. Launched is another word for fired. Number 8 is C. I left the bag on board the plane. Number 9 is D. They had to deal with problems.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 25.